I think that is one thing, because when in a project like this, where the interviewees know that you're looking at the Niños who came here, they think that all you're interested in is coming and finding out that particular story. So it's very likely that you'll sit down. What we're going to be talking about is that we want life story interviews, because that part of their life is very well documented, but we do want the entire life story, how that event affected them eventually as well. But however disciplined you are in the questioning, sometimes they want to tell the story, and they want to tell it the way they want to. And sometimes you can, manage to do the whole interview the way you would like to do it. But at other times, I've just found it easier to let them get it off their chest. Because it happened to me when I interviewed somebody, he was a doctor for the Thornycroft shipyard workers. And the project was about Thornycroft shipyard. And he thought that's all I was interested in. No amount of trying to find out the rest of his life was, oh no, you don't want to know about that because that's not connected with Thornycroft. That wasn't even in Southampton, so you're not interested in that. And I kept saying, I am, okay. And I gave up and I thought, fine, just talk about the Thornycroft experience, which is very little actually. He hadn't been a doctor with them for that long. So he got it all off his chest. I finished that part and he said, that's it, I can't tell you more about Thornycroft. I said, great, fine. Now, you tell me everything I want to know now. Would you be? And I got the most fantastic interview because his memories about the Thornycroft situation weren't that elaborate. But what he told me about then was his life as a doctor, the research into, I think it was mental health, or was it geriatric medicine, but it was a branch of medicine that he had almost pioneered. And all of a sudden, I had this amazing information which a researcher is going to be far more interested in than his work with the Thornycroft workers. But it was that he was about a 90-year-old man, and he thought I was some little squirt of a girl, and he wasn't going to be listening to my questions, and he was going to tell, that's fine. But then afterwards, and then he was a magistrate. So the second part of the interview is far more interesting than the first part. So if that happens, well, you just got to accept it. But one of the things we're going to try and do is, how do you try and bring them in line?